Yeah! NBA Straya! How you going? It's NBA Straya for Friday, December 29. We're at the pointy end of 2017. The next time we do this, my God, it might be 2018. I don't even know if we're going to do one on Monday. We'll certainly see how we're feeling after, a million goddamn cans. But anyway, it's NBA Australia. How you going? This is NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. And I'm currently here, NBA Australia in Australia, in the Clements Sound HQ studios in Ballarat, bringing you Ballarat's best ever NBA basketball podcast that's daily, I guess. Sure, why not? Anyway, we are NBA Australia. It is a daily NBA podcast. Today we have a yeah nah for every NBA team's Nike The City edition jersey alternates, which is mega. We've also got our dickhead of the week, the ongoing saga of hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. We check on every Australian NBA player. Oh boy, add to our Luke Longley All-Stars and have Andrew Bogut. Yes, that Andrew Bogut. Swing by for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Woo! It's also a weekend preview episode, being that it's Friday over here, and we will recap all of yesterday's NBA games before previewing all 29 of the NBA games for today and over the entire weekend. Hot damn! All right, this is a big one, so let's just get to it, shall we? NBA Australia, here it goes! All right, you better watch out for the Shaq attack, because this is how we start every episode with the Daily Whip Around. Let's do the damn thing. Come on. All right, it's NBA Australia. We have the Daily Whip Around. Come on. It's right there. It's right there. Let's do some news. Jeff Teague is out with an MCL sprain for the Wolves. Brutal. Isaiah Thomas, however, good news. He'll be scrimmaging with the Cavs on Friday, which is nice. Gerald Green is signing with the Rockets because they just need more dudes who can fill it up, I guess. Sure. No Chris Paul for the Celtics game today either. So he was ruled out earlier today. Nice one. All right, let's get to the game recaps from yesterday. Celtics at Hornets. We had a good run of predicting games. We did not nail this one yesterday. We picked the Hornets. That was incorrect. 102, the Celtics win it to 91. That's gross, Hornets. Big Al Horford has 20 and 11. Jason Tatum, we will talk about him at length in a little bit. 18 and 5. Oh boy, some good stats in there. Kyrie had 21 and 8. Terry Rose had 14 off the bench. A very important cog to the old Celtics now is Rose. It's pretty good. It's a weird amount of Shane Larkin, though, isn't there? 24 minutes, 11 points. It's because Marcus Smart, kid, dude, had a shit one. Baines smashed, though. Aaron Baines, New Zealand born, Australian bred. Aaron Baines smashes. Pushes Dwight Howard around on the block over and over and over again. Howard has a shit one, goes 3 of 10. He has 12 points, 17 rebounds, adds 2 blocks, but Jesus, man. You know, Baines is out there getting paid a scarrot of what Howard's getting, and, took it to the big fella. For the other Hornets, Kemba had 24 and 5. MKG and Marv Williams had 13 each, but man, when Batum isn't firing and Kaminsky isn't hitting threes, this team fucking sucks. Charlotte now is 13 of their last 17, and they're about to go on a 4-game West Coast road trip. So I don't expect it to get much better for the old Charlotte Hornets over there. Nice one. Next up, Mavs at Pacers. Oh, also picked this one incorrectly. Mavs win 98-94. There's a back-to-back for both teams. Pacers did a bunch less travel. Didn't matter. They shit the bed. Dirk has 15 and 7 with 3 blocks. Oh, no, 3 assists, sorry. 6 players in double figures for the Mavs, and 6 players for the Pacers in double figures as well. So for the Mavs, we have Harrison Barnes, Wes Matthews, Dwight Powell, Yogi Ferrell, and Devin Old Boy Harris. On the Pacers side, you had Thad, Bojan, Miles Turner, Darren Collison, Lance Stevenson, Lance, and Corey Joseph, all in doubles. Nice one, but no Victor Oladipo in this one because he was resting a sore knee. So had we have known that, maybe we wouldn't have picked the Pacers. God damn it. So he was out resting because apparently it's been troubling him. Can't fault the guy, can you? Can't. Rick Carlisle, back to where he made his bones over there. Old Rick, as the what, mid-thousands coach of the Pacers, and now a championship coach with the old Dallas. On you, Rick. Still Nerlens Noel is sitting there going, fuck Rick Carla, what up? Wizards go into Atlanta and get fucking their ass beat. What the shit, Wiz? 99 to 113, the Hawks. That's right, the worst team in the league. This fucking team, the Wizards, there's so many. How do you beat Boston on Christmas Day, the best team in the East, and then lose to the stinking fucking Hawks like 2 days later, the worst team in the East? God damn it, John Wall and shit. The Hawks have randomly just won two straight for the first time this year with this. German Rondo had 21 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Ersan Ilyasov, the big fucking browed Neanderthal looking motherfucker, had 20 and 9. Bellinelli pops in with 19. Hawks smashed him in this. John Wall with only 10 and 11. Markieff Morris, 18 and 8. Bradley Beal had 20. The Wiz have still not won more than 3 games in a row since the start of November. So, man, if you're a fucking Wizards fan, punch yourself in the face, because that's what they're doing to you. Knicks at Bulls. God damn it. We picked the Knicks in this as well because we're like, the Bulls thing isn't for real. Turns out the Bulls thing is fucking for real. The Bulls win this 92-87 over the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City. Suddenly, the worst team in the NBA is 11th in the East and only like 5 games out of the playoffs. Fucking hell. They've won 9 of their last 11 after losing 10 straight. Yeah, that's the first time that's ever happened. Chris Dunn, son. 17 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. And hit some clutch free throws to basically win the game. Knicks scored 3 points in the final 5.5 minutes of this game. That is fucking gross, Knicks. The finisher goes for 12 on an ugly 5 of 15 night, though. The Bulls just pull this out, even without the Wonder Twins doing great. Face Mirotić and Fight and Bobby Portis only combined for 12 points and 12 rebounds. And the Bulls still somehow fucking won this. Face had been averaging 18.5 a game before this. Oh, man. I guess it's also because the Knicks fucking shit the bed. So Zinger had 23 points because, you know what? Zinger going to zing. It is the extreme Zinger meal. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks for Zinger. Enes Kanter, however, though. Enes the penis, 4 points and 11 rebounds. Ugh, not good. Courtney Lee was 17. Jarrett Jack with 11 points, 8 assists. Frankie Nicotine had an okay game. You know, just that off the bench, just learn the ropes kind of stuff. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block and a steal. On your Frankie smokes. Man, how are the Bulls, though? That is unbelievable. Get it there? Knicks are now back in the lottery. Because Knicks gonna Knicks. Never doubt the New York City Knickerbockers of New York and their ability to stink up the joint. 17 and 17 at this point of the season. Gross. Nugs at Wolves. What a game this was. Holy crap. 125, the Nugs lose to the Wolves. 128 in overtime. Nugs on a back-to-back just didn't quite pull it out. Because you know what?
What was that? What the hell was that?
What the hell was that? It was pretty gross is what I'll tell you. Jimmy Butler, season high, 39 points for Jimmy Buckets. He scored 12 of the 14 points for the Wolves in overtime. Because Jimmy Butler, he just don't die. He was already dead. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. How about Big Cat? He had 14 and 13 and 6 assists with 4 blocks. It's almost like Karl-Anthony Towns is good at basketball or something. Wiggins had 21. Gibson had 20. They added some very, very nice buckets down the stretch in the fourth. And then Butler took over. How about for the Nugs? Yoka had 22 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Man, he's getting better as he gets more healthy. Jamal Murray, though, out there balling. 21 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Denver are kind of like, hey, maybe we didn't need Donovan Mitchell because we've already got Jamal Murray, who's like Donovan Mitchell, but Jamal Murray. The other side of that Donovan Mitchell trade for the old Nugs, Trey Lyles, had 23 points and 10 rebounds. So, on your Nugs, I guess you still fucking lost, though. Will the Thrill Barton with 28 off the bench. Love you, Will the Thrill. Wolves, though, just getting shit done and hanging out, man. Just hanging out in fourth. 22 and 13. I mean, we can complain about Tibbs as much as you want to do, but shit, dude. 22 and 13, right in the thick of the playoff race for a franchise that's not been there since the fucking heyday of Kevin Garnett. You'll take it. How about Nets and Pelicans? Gross. But the Pelicans, Rondo, woo! AD with 33 and 11 and 6 blocks.
He went 4-4 from three. Boogie added 24-17, but Rondo was the story. 25 assists. We'll talk about that in our That's a Knife segment. Oh, Jesus. Drew Holiday had 23 points. Etwan Moore with 20. The Pelicans now have three straight wins. Rondo settling in with his new guys, you know. It's all maybe just coming a little bit together, just a little bit. Their defense is still a bit weird, but 18-16, they're all right. Who's going to catch them? The fucking Clippers? The Jazz? Jeez, I don't know, man. Nets went on a seven. Like, Elvin Gentry, the coach of the Pelicans, pulled his starters in the third when they led by 33, and the Nets proceeded to go on a 17-0 run. So, Nets going Nets, baby! Sweet baby Karis. My boy, Karis LeVert, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. You know it. Fucking superstar in the making, bro. 18 for Quincy Acey. And Alan Crabb out there getting paid $19 million a year for 3 points, apparently. And how about Stauskas? With 21. Sure, because why not? No Jahlil Okafor still. Goddamn, I don't know what's going on there. Raps go to OKC, and as we called yesterday, they do not want to be on this post-Christmas road trip. So they lose 107 to 124. This was a laugher. From early on, the Thunder, 6 straight wins. Raps did not want to be there. Shit the bed. Serge returns home. Serge Ibaka, 9 points in a shit game. Kyle and DeMar, both a bit off. 13 points for Kyle, 15 for DeMar. Lowry, big booty Kyle Lowry, adds 10 assists. CJ Miles getting that CJ Miles game going. Hit 6 of 12 from 3, but man, the Raps are just... They did not look like they want to be there. Because for the Thunder, Rusty had 30 points, 8 rebounds, 13 assists. Just looked real fucking good. And so did Paul George. He had 33. Did PG-13. 8 boards, 2 assists. Tied a franchise record with 7 made threes in this game. Did the old Paul. Good job, Paul. Melo and Steven Adams. Steven Adams, bro. Both chipped in with 18 apiece. Nice one. Thunder just rolling now. As we all maybe kind of predicted, they just need to fucking get in their groove and it'll all make sense. Not making sense is... Cleveland going in to Sacramento and losing to the Kings. King losing to the Kings. I guess, you know, when you got the plural, it's better. But you know why they lost? Because of motherfucking Vince Carter. I don't know how you do this. I
don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
I just don't know. Cleveland, what are you doing?
Cleveland.
I just don't know. I just don't know. So... Cavs, 95. Kings, 109. Vince Carter, 40-year-old. Vince Carter puts up 24, 10 of 12 shooting. Big Willie style Stein had 19-7. Bogdan Bogdanovich, 16-8. Zachy Cakes, Randolph over there, 14-7. LeBron throws in another triple-double for the season. Just eking up that board now, man. But 16 points, 19 boards, 14 dimes. Can't get the win. Kevin Love, 23-5. Cavs just couldn't cook from the bench, which is... you know, usually where they just put teams in the ground. So, I don't know. Brutal one for the Cavs. You're going to do that on the odd occasion. You are underestimated team. They come in, they beat you. So, Cavs still sitting pretty 24-11. 2 straight they've dropped now with that Warriors game. Tough road trip, I guess, but whatever. Speaking of the Warriors, let's talk about Jazz Warriors. Oh my God, they fucking killed them. The poor Jazz. This is 126-101. Jazz 9 of 11 they've lost. Warriors still no Steph, no problems. Smoked him in the third here with a 42-point third quarter. Damn, the coward. Kevin Durant with 21-6-4 with 3 blocks. That's right. He's, still second in the league in block shots, which is just goddamn believable. That's the old rim-protecting Kevin Durant for you. The coward out there just doing work. Yeah, he's only 0.3 behind Miles Turner now. 2.33 per game. Good job, the coward. Draymond has 14-8-8. Klay throws in 15. Warriors just fucking bench came out and went, yeah, we've got this. Patty McCaw with 18. Swaggy P with 15. For the Jazz, it was a bit of a shit show. 26 for Rodney Hood off the bench with 3 steals. Nice. Donovan Mitchell with 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. I love him. I love him so much. And Favors with 17-10, but the rest of the team, shit show. Grizz at Lakers, final game, 109-99. The Grizz win it. Called this completely wrong as well. I'll tell you that much. Grizz lose a fucking heartbreaker the night before against the Suns on that Tyson Chandler putback alley-oop dunk with 0.4 seconds left. Going to LA and fucking kill him. Tyreek Evans, 32 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Gee, how do you spell trying to get traded to a better team? Is it spelled T-Y-R-E-K-E Evans? I think it might be. you know, good stats, bad team. Classic Tyreek. Jarrell Martin, 20 points as well. El Spaniardo. Marc Gasol had 11 and 9 and 5. Classic Marc Gasol. The Lakers have lost 4 straight, 7 of their last 8. Rough, man, rough. This is one of the worst losses of the season. You don't lose to Memphis, I guess. Kuzma looked tired and went 4 of 24. Brutal. After 31 points on Christmas, he goes 1 of 11 from 3 on this one. Brandon Ingram pops back up, 23 points. Jordan Clarkson with 22, but the Lakers looked all out of sorts. And there you go. That is the recaps. It's done. And we hit the post. That's pretty good. So let's get into the NBA Australia pre-performance of the night.
That's a nice.
Oh, Rajon Rondo, the first player to have 25 assists in a game since Jason Kidd in 1996. That's 21 years ago for anyone playing at home. He's only the 7th all-time to have a game that epic. The others, let's play a fun game. Who were the other people to get more than 25 assists? So, we all know that Scott Skiles has got the record in of assists per game with 30, but the rest of them, it's an interesting list. John Stockton, of course. Jason Kidd, as mentioned. Kevin Johnson, disgraced former mayor, I think. I assume that he's disgraced now. It just seemed like he was a bit of a disgrace. Alleged disgrace, Kevin Johnson? Sure. How about Nate McMillan? And how about Isaiah Zeke Thomas? Nice one. There you go. That is the 7 with the 25-plus assists in a game. Jesus. Rondo breaks Chris Paul's franchise record for the Pelicans. Back when we were the Hornets. Obviously, Rondo's career best. And you know what? That is a fucking game, Rondo. 25 assists. That's fucking hard to do, I'll tell you. So that's a bloody knife, I'll tell you.
That's a knife.
Yeah, it was. Oh, mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Let's go Enes Kanter. He had an amazing airballed 3 from the corner against the Bulls that could have gotten them back into it. Oh, that was a rough one, I'll tell you. Yeah, Enes, no mates. No mates today, because you're shit. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is Better Than Lonzo Ball. Hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. Who was better than Lonzo Ball last night? It's Jason Tatum. Oh, the number 3 pick in the draft. That's one behind Lonzo if you're following alone with your scorecards at home. This is, I believe, Tatum's 5th Better Than Lonzo Ball title, trailing Donovan Mitchell at the moment. 18 points, but for Tatum, he scored 10 in the 4th quarter to bring the Celtics home in their game against the Hornets, adding 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Unbelievable. 6 of 12 from the field, a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Still leading the NBA in 3-point shooting percentage at 50%, and for a rookie to be shooting 51.5% just from the fucking field is amazing. So for the season, Tatum is out there averaging 14 points, 5.6 rebounds, 1.4 assists per game. Last night, much better than Lonzo Ball. So there you go. Hey, did you also know that Trey Lyles is back there in the 3-point shooting percentage in 4th? Unbelievable. Anyway, yeah, Lonzo, we all know that he's out with a bit of a shoulder injury, that he's going to be re-evaluated in a couple of days. So, well, look, we want Lonzo to just come out healthy and just start fucking putting up numbers so it's not someone always better than Lonzo Ball. Come on, it's getting a bit ridiculous. So let's get to our look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me. No gray uniforms ever. Let's just fucking, there just needs to be a blanket rule, man. Just needs to be a blanket rule. No gray uniforms ever. All right, let's get to our Friday version of Dickhead of the Week. Let's get to it. Literally any designer, team executive, or Nike bigwig that's been all quoted about these City Edition jerseys sounds like a fucking moron. You are the dickheads of the week. Every time it's a bunch of bullshit claptrap about community, inspiration, all this sort of stuff, they just come across like fucking dipshits. Come on, man. Don't say, we tried to take elements of what blah means to blah city and utilize and freshen up an aspect of the jersey, inspire feelings of civic pride and creativity at a jersey range that means a lot to the people of the blah city. No! Just fucking go, it's kind of to do with the city and it looks dope! That's all you need to say and that's all you need to do! Just make it look dope! Don't have all this other bullshit. Memphis, they're like, you know, they nailed it. Philly nailed it. Ah, it's not hard. You fucking morons. Anyway, so anyone who talks about these jersey designs in like a long-ass, bullshit, windy-ass way beyond just going, dude, it's to do with the city and it's dope. You are our dickhead of the week. All right, that's nice. Let's go through to the Australian Player Watch straight after this. All right, Australian Player Watch. Do it. Ben Simmons plays the Blazers today. Denver on Saturday, Phoenix on Sunday. Love you, Ben. Give him hell. Patty Mills, he plays the Knicks tomorrow. Pistons on Saturday. Joe Ingles, Jazz played the Warriors last night. As mentioned, Jingling Joe had a rough one. I'll tell you, it was a rough one. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 turnovers, 1 of 4 shooting. Brutal. What's happened to your shot there, Jingling Joe? He plays the Cavs again on Saturday. So Jingling Joe going up against the King after going up against KD, the coward. Brutal. Tough one. How about Delly's back. The Bucks. So this is for Thon McCur as well. Thong. They are home for the Wolves and then at the Thunder on the weekend. Nice one. Good job. Give them hell, Delly and Thon. How about Aaron Baines? Played the Hornets last night, as I mentioned. Tough as guts against Dwight Howard. Pretty hard to play offense when you're facing a cement truck disguised as a basketball player, which is Aaron Baines. 7 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block last night. That's a hell of a game by Bainesy. 26 minutes. Not bad. He plays Houston and Brooklyn this weekend. And the Celts are 20-7 when Baines starts. Nice. Andrew Bogut played the Grizz yesterday. 2 points, 9 rebounds. Unbelievable for the big fella. 1 assist and 4 fouls. So 9 rebounds in 13 minutes, but also 4 fouls in 13 minutes. Jesus, Bogey. Can you play without fouling? I don't know. He plays the Clippers on Friday and Houston on Sunday. On your Bogey. Mango Mathieu. So Mango has been sent back down to the G League for the Greensboro Swarm. So we'll check in on him next week and see how he's doing down there. And there you go. That's it. How about a daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, he is. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie, hanging out with Mr. Baines. He had a pretty good game. What was it, like 33-5? Pretty good. On you, Kyrie. Not bad. And then finally, it's Friday. So let's add to our Luke Longley All-Stars, shall we? Our big old role player on a team who just got shit done on a championship team All-Stars. So, who are we going to talk about today? It's going to be the Machine, Sasha Vujacic. Oh, shit. Sasha, man, he made sketchy Euros with a mess of facial, like just a mess of a face and like horrible hair tied back. Super fucking cool again somehow. Everyone hated him. He didn't care. He still dated Maria Sharapova. He's like, motherfucker, I'm the Machine. I'm Sasha. How do you like it? I've got a girl's name and I'm out here nailing Maria Sharapova. Fucking hell. So never forget, I'm going to talk about the 2009 Lakers title on this one. Sasha didn't have a great run in the playoffs. He's just out living his best life. He had 3.1 points a game, 1 rebound, 0.5 assists in 7.6 minutes in that playoff run while Kobe was averaging 30 points a game. So Sasha, you just got your shit done and, you know, living your best life. So more power to you. You just made the Luke Longley All-Stars, the big old role player on a team who just got shit done and won a championship. On ya. All right, let's get through to the game previews and the Patty Mills inspiration board just after this one. All right, let's get it. Come on, get it. Let's get to the Patty Mills inspiration board, shall we? What has Patty Mills got to say today on the old Twitter and inspiring all of us? Well, it's the usual, but it's a good one. Game day, baller. Game day. Hashtag versus New York. Hashtag go Spurs. Go. I'm feeling it, Patty. I'm feeling it. I'm there for you, pal. All right, let's get through the game previews. Thursday night, that's today. Pistons at Magic. Give me the Pistons in this one. Tobias Harris, revenge game. Aaron Gordon might make it back. The Magic were, quote, hopeful that he would. Coming back from his calf injury. Went through shoot-around prior to this game, so maybe he will. Give me the Pistons. I think they sort themselves out. Rockets at Celtics. No Chris Paul. Celtics need to sort their shit out, but I think the Rockets will just be a little bit too good. But this is going to be a fun-ass game regardless. Kyrie versus fast Jimmy Harden. Whoa, Clint Capela doing Clint Capela things. Eric Gordon, he's going to fill it up. Just maybe throw Marcus Smart at him. I don't know, but man, it's a really, really, really good matchup between Rockets and Celtics. It'll be fun as hell. Give me the Rockets. Timberwolves at Bucks. This is also tasty. Unicorns, unite. It's Big Cat versus Greek Freak. Wiggins versus Middleton. Bledsoe versus Butler. Ooh, I like this. T-Wolves, though, on a back-to-back. I think the Bucks will take this one, maybe. They haven't looked good, though, the old Bucks, have they? They're a bit of a rough one there, I'll tell you. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Milwaukee. 5-5 in the last 10. They've lost two straight. I don't know. Maybe the Wolves do take it. They are playing pretty tight, and they're used to the Tibbs running them into the ground. Yeah, give me the Wolves. How about the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City at Spurs? Very sorry, Knicks fans. Sorry to the Supercharged Zinger. I'm very sorry, but you're probably going to get toasted by the Spurs. Just a guess. Just a guess. Sixers at Blazers. Another really fun, weird game. The Blazers have been weirdly up and down. The Sixers can't get a win. So this will probably end up being a fucking classic. Dame Lillard is back after missing the last two games. Blazers have somehow lost six in a row at home. The fuck is going on up there in Portland? I think Portland fix that and go to town on the Sixers and win this. Unless Embiid like throws in 40, which, you know, is feasible. All right, how about the, what is this, Friday night games back in America? Yeah, we might end up doing 4 days because of the weird time difference. Rockets at Wiz. I wonder if CP3 is back for this one instead of the Celtics game. That'd be fun, CP3 against John Wall. Beal and Eric Gordon. Brad Beal and Eric Gordon will be like that pointing Spider-Man meme, I'll tell you that. Give me the Wiz. They'll play up to the challenge this time after beating the Celtics, then losing to the Hawks. They'll do the same thing and beat the fucking Rockets randomly. Hawks at Raptors. Gross! Raptors need this fucking after losing their two post-Christmas torrid ass jaunts to Dallas and OKC. Smoke him, DeMar. He will. Don't you worry about that. Raptors cruise. Nets at Heat. I'm pretty sure the Nets have never beaten the Heat ever. Hassan Whiteside, if he plays, might have 40 against Tyler Zeller. So the Heat win this one. Where's Jahlil fucking? Come on, Nets. Just throw him out there to see what he's got. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Pacers at Bulls. Yeah, Heat win that. So, Pacers of Bulls, your two MVP candidates, Victor Oladipo and Face Miritich. I like it. What a fun one. Hopefully, Victor is back for this. Who's fighting Bobby Portis going to fight? It's definitely not going to be... I don't think you want to fuck around with like Al Jefferson or Thad Young. So, maybe pick on Bojan there fighting Bobby Portis. I feel like you like punching Euro white guys. Seems about right. Happy Midwest Showdown. It should be a sneaky good game, actually. Now that the Bulls have won a kajillion in a row and the Pacers are feeling themselves. But give me the... If Victor is good to go, I think the Pacers win. If he's not, I think the Bulls keep cruising. Mavs at Pelicans. The Boogie AD Twin Towers, I think, are going to be way too much for the fucking Mavs and their whole we don't have a center because we refuse to play Nerlens Noel thing. Yeah, Pelicans, I think, kill them. This might be the... Yeah, this will be also the Rajon Rondo revenge game right there. Yeah, he might go to try to break 30 assists in this. Bucks at Thunder, big threes. You got the young Bucks, Freak, Bledsoe, Middleton versus the old Thunder. You got Paul George, Rusty, Mello. Thunder, I think they're just going to keep cruising. Bucks will be on a back-to-back. Suns at Kings, nope. What is this? The Marquise Chris Bowl? The Bogdan Papagiannis? No one won that trade bowl? Fucking gross, man. Suns probably win it. Kings, though, at home. Yeah, maybe rested. Yeah, maybe the Kings. Give me the Kings. Just a shit show, both those three teams. Oh, no. Booker's back for the Suns. So the Suns will win that. He could have fucking 70 in that game. Hornets at Warriors. Oh, look at this, Steph Curry. Look how good you could have it if you came home. Yeah, no, I'm good, says Steph. Batum, NKG, and Marv Williams versus KG is an interesting sort of trio to throw at the guy. So is Dwight versus Draymond. There's a couple of good matchups, but man, Warriors will fucking kill the Hornets, I reckon. Clippers at Lakers. It's a Staples Center derby. Title of Kings of LA will be right there. Still no Lonzo. He's a couple of days away from being evaluated. As mentioned, Clips have won 6 of the last 10, and Blake might be back soon, so they're feeling it. Lakers just swooning, lost 4 straight. So give me the Clippers in that. And then how about we get to Saturday? Spurs at Pistons, 2005 Finals rematch. Boring. Spurs win. Heat at Magic. Second half of the Florida derby from the other day. Hassan on a back-to-back, so probably not going to be out there smashing. Give me the Magic. Heat will be on a back-to-back. New York City, Knickerbockers in New York City at the Pelicans. Zinger versus Boogie and AD. I love it. Especially with the Pelicans, like, basically back-to-back, home back-to-back, which is going to be fascinating. So, I don't know. They might have enough to get through, and they probably will. So, Blazers at Hawks. Oh, just gross. Unless the Hawks wear a throwback jersey, this could be a horrible uniform matchup. Dame and CJ, kill them. They will. Cavs at Jazz. LeBron going to smoke some Ofuzo after that Sacramento lost. Sorry about that, Jinglin' Joe and the Jazz. You're going to get kilt. Grizz at Warriors, how sweet it was. Not too long ago, Grizz had a 2-1 playoff series lead against these guys, and then Draymond bought Steph like 2 beers on Beale Street, and then the Warriors won the title. Now the Grizz should be tanking as hard as the Germans on the Western Front. Thanks? I don't know. I don't know if that made sense. Whatever. Warriors kill them. Sixers and Nuggets. Yes! I love this. Jokic versus Embiid. Gimme. Give me some more. Ben Simmons would have been, you know, if Paul Millsap was healthy, that would have been really cool. Damn shame. So Jamal Murray versus like JJ Redick and Ben Simmons out there smashing. This is fun as hell. So I think the Sixers randomly win this. And then finally, even though I might be talking about these on Monday, we might not do one on Monday, just depending on how we're all sort of kicking along with New Year's. So we'll be also in a different spot on the NBA Australia Tour. We're going to be down in Lawn, so hanging out. Bulls at Wiz on Sunday. Chris Dunn versus John Wall. How good are you, kid? We're all about to find out. Wolves at Wiz win that. Wolves at Pacers. Wiggins and Butler might be able to slow down Victor here if Victor is going. I think the Wolves win regardless. Big Cat versus Miles. I'm not that good yet. Turner is also a fun matchup. Nets at Celtics. Oh, sneaky okay matchup for the Nets due to the Celtics not really having a big dominating center who can, you know, put Tyler Zeller through the ringer. You can also put like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson on Big Al Horford and chase him around and not have him absolutely fucking kill you on the board. So maybe that's this could be interesting. So Sweet Baby Carrots going up against Jaylen Brown going, oh, we could have been on the opposite sides of this. Going to be good. I think the Celtic kill him, but I don't know. The Nets might be a little bit more competitive than we think in this one. Lakers at Rockets. Oh, man, Harden is going to cook here. There's going to be 6 losses straight for the Lakers. A great uniform matchup, though. Houston versus Lakers, always. Love it. Mavs at Thunder. Remember, then this was like a playoff series, like, and both of them were getting to the finals. That was like 6 years ago now. Man, you old. Thunder win. Hornets at Clippers. Hornets road trip. Jesus, it's going to be going pretty badly, I think, by this point. Especially after being in LA on a Saturday night, this is not going to end well. If you thought this was going to end well, you've not been paying attention. Clippers win against the Hornets. No worries. Grizz at Kings. Jesus Christ, that's a gross one. But Zach Randolph. Going to be lots of hugs and daps on that one. I love it. So watch Zach fucking take it to Marcus Ole and co. And I think the Kings randomly win that. And then finally, the final game of the weekend. Sixers at Suns. This could very much be a fun-ass game. Embiid might have 60, 40, and 15 in this. And Devin Booker might put up 90. Fucking hell, it's going to be fun. Ben Simmons, let's see how he smashes. I dig it. And you know what? We just hit the post. We've picked all 29 games for this weekend. So let's get out of this fucking place. All right. That's it. NBA Australia, it's been done for today. That is our weekend preview. Man, we'll be back on Monday, maybe Tuesday, depending on how New Year's falls. We'll see what happens. Either way, you know, when we return, it'll be way more ridiculousness. You know it. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and give us a like over on Facebook and follow along with NBA Australia hashtag never forget, which is smashing. You know it. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. Thanks to From Oslo from the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats, the best band in Australia. Go and vote for All Together in the hottest 100. Go on, do it. Do it now. Do it now before you forget. Come on. Extra special thanks to the legends at Ramshackle Army, Green, and Fascinator for the tunes that you heard throughout the episode. Go check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Fucking legends. Absolute legends. And yeah, NBA Australia will be back next week. Let's do it. And we're going to finish off today's episode with Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And you know what? That's it. NBA Australia, we're in Australia. Have a great one. Have a smashing weekend. And we'll catch us on the flippity flip. Later, Hosen! Okay, it's Andrew Bogut. Welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch of Twitter Snowflakes from Twitter. It's because, you know, after all, you just have to remember, you can't just let these blue-haired, soy latte-drinking SJW snowflake feminists get away with their bullshit. It's like they don't know, like, want this world to be as great as it used to be. So I'm here to hold them accountable, and I think I'm pretty good at it. We're going to have a quick one this week because I've only, like, typed up a one thing from my Twitter. So let's get to it. It was very nice. I'm all like, okay, I better type out. I've got my photo, my thing. I'll take my photo, I'll tweet out. Thanks to Original UGG Boots for the custom UGGs. And the photo is amazing because they're my original UGG boots and they have Andrew Bogut 66 on the back with the Los Angeles Lakers. It's pretty good. I'll tell you. And then, oh my God, what's this dickhead saying? At Lifetime Laker 24 says, a dude wearing UGGs? You cool, Andrew. No disrespect, but that shit is clowning, cuz. Well, fuck you, dickhead. I'm going to say back. No disrespect, but someone translate, please. Nice one, because you're not writing good. All right, how about... someone has just written back to that one. This is at JW8853... Jesus, GTFOK. I mean, sure. He said, these are girl shoes. What the fuck did you just say, you dickhead? Did you just assume my gender? That's a good one. See, the SJW's always out there with the gender stuff. All right, this guy, Josh Newman, he says, a gentleman wearing UGG boots. You're a good guy, Mr. Bogut, honestly, but your choice in fashion is somewhat silly in my eyes, friend. The fuck? Fuck you, Josh Newman. I give zero poos about your eyes. My feet being warm take priority. That's got him. Not a problem. How about, oh my God, it's my friend Kyle Kuzma. He says, so at Kyle Kuzma, he says, a man wearing UGG branded boots. No disrespect, Andrew, but that shiz is funny looking, my friend. At Andrew Bogut, got you. Oh, fuck you, Kuz. So you don't want your pair, you dickhead. Nice one. Fuck you. You goddamn fucking snowflake Kuzma rookie. Oh, he's written back already. Look at that. Nah, let me get a pair. Comfortable, huh? All right, I just better type in a bit of one of these ones. Laughing crying emoji. Good one. Right, and then finally, this guy writes back. Oh, well, I've got one more. This is okay. It's pretty good. This guy at Lopez, he says, they make Uggs in his size. What's that? Yeti edition? Yeti edition? Fuck you, dickhead. When calling someone the Yeti goes wrong. Brackets. Check his display pic. Because he looks like a Yeti. That was a good one. Good one, Bogey. Okay, this guy at Steve Noble, he says, it's actually cooler not to care about what you wear than obsess over the latest fashion trends 24/7. That's a good point. But society tells me I must conform. Oh, that's a good one, Bogey. That is some incisive social commentary. And that is it. I will only be doing those ones. Did you get my Andrew Bogut Christmassy Bogey Chris's? It was pretty great. I gave out a bunch of things for the kids and the Townsville under 12s won. It was pretty good. So keep following me on Twitter and we'll have the back and forth and it's pretty good. It'll be like hanging out at the Nutter Wadding Fish and Chip Shop. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter.